Fine. So, okay. So that's the beginning. So it was the Hakdama from last week, and now we're going to start this week. Resh Mem Aleph. Achadayin Aleinu. So if anybody hadn't doesn't know where we're holding or hasn't learned this, so go back and get the recordings from the last few shiurim, and then you will have gone in depth more what I just gave the Hakdama. Okay, fine. Achadayin Aleinu La'amik Binyan. We still have to go deep here. As we said right in the beginning of this subject, that a person needs to know that the subject takes a lot of hard work, takes a lot of thought, and you need to go deep. You can't understand this superficially. So we said that it is. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and if you want a brocha, you want to get a teva, you first have to go through a situation of helam. Why did he do that? Well, what's the... Well, again, not that we can ask why does Hashem do anything, but we want to understand what's going on here. It doesn't make sense. The only way the brocha is through Yisurim. Okay, I got that now. So now I understand why I have to have Yisurim. Why do you do it that? Do it some other way. Do it a more pleasant way. Lam lamadafka kadas. Therefore, we have to go do chazor on what we said above. It's very important to do this chazor because we did it a long time ago, and you have to keep in chayza on this. It's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where there are creatures that are lacking. Because they are lacking good. Why? If a person's got everything, you can't do anything for him. You can't do goodness for him. How do you do chesed for somebody who has everything? So you can only give to somebody who's lacking. There has to be a space for your giving to land. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, who wants to give, that's the only reason why he created the world, is because he wants to give. He wants to bestow goodness on his creatures. So he created creatures that are lacking the good, and then he'll give it to them. Atana Nasalavin. What is the purpose of this good that Hashem wants to give his creatures? What is the greatest good that Hashem can give us? The greatest good that there's nothing above that? That's Hashem himself. No, what's the greatest good in the world? You could have nothing else in the world, only one thing. You get one wish. I'm not Aladdin, I only give you one wish. To be with Hashem. Yeah, on Rosh Hashanah we daven for health and panosa and life and Rupinkus, you say, why don't you just daven that you go live with Hashem? Just daven that we can go home. When you're in the palace with the king, so then everything gets taken care of, mamela. If you want to stay outside the palace, then Hashem's going to give you a kupat cholim, and he's going to give you panosa, and he's going to give you all sorts of things, protection and all sorts of things, yeah? Just ask for one thing. I want to come live with you when you're living with him. So then there you've got everything. You know, you've got the royal doctor and the royal guards and the royal everything. Why are you davening for the pratim? So the greatest good there is that we could have is Hashem. There's nothing in the world that's good from every aspect except Hashem. The purpose of the Bria is to give us the ultimate good, to earn the ultimate good, that is to be with Hashem. Dovuk with Hashem, whatever that means. The In order to achieve this dveikus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a set of instructions. It's the Torah Kedosha. Kol asiyas mitzvah mirorach mitzvahs aseh v'kol ha'menois mishasor mitzvahs lo taseh. Every time you do one of the mitzvahs, or you hold back from not doing one of the negative commandments, mekarovas es adam l'boira, brings you closer to Hashem, not spatially closer. I think we've worked that out already. No one's distantly far from Hashem. It means dimyon. Kirva is dimyon. You become more and more like Hashem. And that's only the mitzvahs, by the way. Right? That revelation by Nizmanim in the Nefesh HaChaim. He says it mefurash. It's all through the mitzvahs. There's no way to bring the Kedusha, Ha'elyon, into this world to connect to it except through the mitzvah. There is no other way. You can sit on a bus the whole day, Zelo Zel. It's not going to help. through the mitzvahs. If the answer on the bus is a mitzvah gesundheit, I'm not saying not, but to connect to the higher kedusha and to bring that kedusha down into this, because that's where Hashem's the kedusha. He doesn't want the kedusha to stay up there. He wants the kedusha to come into this world. The only through this is through the 613 mitzvahs. A moidike insight that we had in the Neshachayim Ben Hizmani. Unbelievable. You see the connection. So that's what Hashem gave us. He gave us his Torah, and every time you do the mitzvahs, that brings you closer to him. וכך אמנם נעלים לחזל את תרי"ג המצוות של התורה מטרוסן להביאו לדבק. And that's what Chazal say, the purpose of the 613 mitzvahs, to bring you to, and to him you shall cleave. That's the bottom line. So that's nice and simple. Just go and do mitzvahs and everything will be fine. Let me. Part of the thing of this corona thing is a lot of mitzvahs you can't do. There's lots of truth. So what do you mean? I'm trying to do them. You won't let me. There's suffering going on here. God forbid a person is in hospital. He can't do them with the minions. How terrifying this godless be good is. It's horrible. Terrible. If God forbid negligently call someone to be good, it's possible to do tshuva. I was trying to work out how you could do tshuva for such a thing. I think it's easier to do it for Lashon Hara. If a person's negligent, they put somebody into be good because he was negligent. Yeah? Bittul Bera, Bittul Tfila, Bittul Nasa. How do you... The chutzim and suffering that they have in that, you know, it's hard. Anybody here, you've all been through bidud story. Shoot, look, shoot, you know, you've got 12 children in a 2-bedroom apartment, and now you don't have 2 bedrooms. Everyone's sleeping in the lounge. I have a family live next door to me. They're all sleeping in the lounge. They don't have rooms because someone's in bidud. I said, so go away. What is this? So the local kach pashut. Anyway, so that's fine. So he says like this: Ulam zeh aleinu ledat. Very important, no. Ragam mitzvahs eru chas v'lim koyv rois mizdameh she'ein be'inyan soides nizgovim v'arim b'kirinoim. Understand the harag mitzvah is not just a set of rules and regulations that have no depth and no understanding and no secret. It's not just a book of statutes. It's that as well. Lehefech, on the opposite. Tarag ha-mitzvahs heim be'etzem ha-tsoifen ha-koid la-briah. The 613 mitzvahs are not just a book of instructions of what to do. On the opposite, the Torah is the peach that gives brass to the wall. The Torah is the coded secrets of the briah. Hakoid ha'odi shel kol ha'bria, the sea code of the whole bria. Tarag ha'mitzvahs mechuvenes keneged tarag ha'avorim shebagufa. The 613 mitzvahs are keneged the 613 parts. Va'adam atzmei kulu mechuven keneged bria. And Adam is a microcosm of the entire bria. Ma'ashesh bo'ilem yesh ba'adam. You must know this is very important. Inside an Adam is the entire universal experience. The entire universal experience in Adam. Because it's everywhere, but it's bolet in and that's 613. Mitam ze nikra Adam oilam cotton. That's why we called an oilam cotton, because we are a microcosm of the universe. Kol chelek mechalkam yesh lo chelek shemechuven keneged bebriah. Every part of a human has a part that neged something in the bria. When a mitzvah, he brings an influence, a shpor, a kedusha, whatever you want to call it, into that the bria that mitzvah mechuven again. So into his guf, he brings down a kedusha that into his neshama, that's part of whatever that mitzvah is, but it also is mashpeh in the bria as well. In mitzvah zunaz al yedai naim hatoiva nikeris beinaim. He did the goodness, the mitzvah with his eyes. So then the eyes. The mitzvah nasis boinaim hatoiva nikeris boinaim. He did it with his ears then get the hashpo, and whatever the ears in the world are, get the hashpo. Ears are unbelievable. I'm doing so many things with my ear. Look, they're holding up my mask, they're holding my zunai, holding my glasses. I'm using them to hear. You realize how many things your ears are doing for you? You know, terrible. The poor guy, how hard the ears here, you know. You've got to listen and you've got to keep ears and earphones and masks. ואתה אין להתכנס, ומה יועץ מכך? אויס המצווה משפיע על כל הבריאה כולו שפה טובה בחלק הבריאה מחורים כנגד עין או אז נכון. Not only that, but the meat that you did with your ears now mashpias on whatever the ears hold, mashpias in all those aspects of the bria. B'milim achayros, in other words, I'm reading for time now. What time we finish at 10? We have to do that also. Just remind me, I have to speak to Wolitzki and see how we're going to run this, because 9:30 is going to be hard for us. Okay. B'milim achayros, niten lasbik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'ir v'edeinus habria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the bria into our hands. We oil or your redes has for chelila behetem lemasnu, and it goes up. Tidus yisroim mafurish goes up and down depending on our deeds. Metziyazu pirusha liyoyis kmo hakadosh b'chu kmo shekos vayisim kelokim. That means to be like Hashem. Same way as whatever Hashem does brings the world up and down, so too whatever we do brings the world. That's telem elokim. Ubrishashi yaitze lomus. When it says in the pasuk Vayisim Keloikim, Rashi says Yitra Lomas, which world, not Boire Olamos, because we can't be Boire. We take what exists and we build with that. Remember the difference between Bria and Yitzira. Bria is Yesh Me'ayin, is creating something from nothing. He's taking something that exists and building with that. So we don't Bria. We actually, there is a way we can do Bria. That's called Bria. I'm not going to that now. So we mamash Boire Olamos. That we dovek to Hashem. Hashem makes us partners. Kim with oilom. The trees bria zu he dvekas hagrile b'yosishen ani megiem alidkim amitzvus. The purpose of this bria is the incredible closeness and coming what the person can achieve with Hashem through the kim mitzvus. Okay. Baruch Hashem created a world to give good. The ultimate good is relationship with Hashem, vakas by Hashem, becoming more and more light. And the way you do that is through the mitzvahs. And when you do mitzvah, then the mitzvah that you gonna impact on yourself physically and spiritually and on the entire world, that the macrocosm of that thing that you're the macrocosm of. Yeah, because everything contains everything. Everything in the world is containing everything else in the world. We've spoken about the three times, yeah? I don't want to go too soft here. It's my favorite thing. See me after. We don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Omato. Kekosh dimen batzule reitzre. Dehainu neinu leboi ra'ilo. Four. To the extent that the similarity between the creator, the created, it means between and Hashem, Yigodol Yoy grows more, we become more and more like Hashem. Kach gam nobek b'yoy, so to leave more to Hashem. Ta anu megim lahava muka yisurim. Now we come to a deeper understanding, not the depth, but to a deep understanding of the distance of what you surim. Sounds strange. But you can, now that we have it, now it's easier to learn what the surim is. It's a bit like connect. Let's see what he says. We mentioned above and we discussed the Hakdoma and we spoke to the Dafka, the head, the hiddenness is what gives us to the gil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bore soil shmiyain. And Adam created Telem Ubidumus. Hashem created Adam Telem. In the essence of a yid, he's doing malire because he's doing Elokim. He's a chelok Elokim. The imprint, the blueprint of whatever Baruch is, he's inside of himself as well. It's not you have nothing in common with Hashem and suddenly you're going to take Yesh Mein similarities to Hashem. No. No, if he wanted you to do it, but that's not what it is. It's impossible or not, I doubt, but it's not the Metzia. That's not reality. Reality, Hashem created us. If you created us doing intimidated with every reality, we're going to deal with that if it's impossible. Right now, it's possible because you didn't create it like that. But that's not our point. Point is, what's the reality? The reality is that of course, Bo created the world in such a way, we are doing him to solve it. Fine. Or to redo him, to have to work so hard, we do him for. Or, that's the question. Anyway, that was the next question. Fine. Okay. So now, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, וכשם שהקודש בו ברסו אלם יש מאי תוך ההד מוחלט, in the same way הקודש בו הוא קריאת the world, יש מאי, from a total stillness, a total header, אוקיי, נעדם שניב צלם הוא בדמוס השם, so this order is create בצמל and דמוס of השם, עוד ליאז בוי למס בוי סכין הכיוך שיצירס יש מאי. He also has to create כיוכו, Yeshmi'ai. It says, Shil Yetiris Yeshmi'ai. So people still remember, because you can't be Yer something Yeshmi'ai. Because it exists. You can only be Yeris something Yeshmi'ai. Shal Kanokwu Heda Vachoron Bekomet Zibriya. Therefore, wherever you look in the Briya, there's Head and Chesoro. Tafkid Ar Chayu Lomolo Ote Chesoro and Shlimoy. It's the man's Tafkid, Imashli, that or that Chesoro. As it comes, Zoy Chodom Liyash Dimelakoyin, via it he becomes to be Dimelakoyin. Hayusum Haim Haim Ahavim Harek, the Yusum is what creates the reek, the emptiness, Timtsum. Dar Cholo Shoyoy Cholodom Lagalu says, that's my Koychus HaNefesh HaGnuboy. Tafke Surim, which create the emptiness, where a person has the ability to then go and reveal the Koych he has with him. And through that becomes more doima, it means more and more clear to Hashem. There's a hard subject. We warned you in the beginning. There's a lot of repetition. There's been questions. We deal with it. I'm not going to leave everybody here hanging in midair when we just learn something. This is the whole Nefeshach. We just one page. Look at it. Gevaldi. We see him on Nefesh HaChaim. The first chapter, Nefesh HaChaim, on Tzelem Echim. And that's what it is. Oh, but we have to go over and get it more and more. When you feel it, it's at the... Okay. But let's take an example from our life. Nibel Avrech in Torah, Vashon Meyuhad, Koinin B'midas Netzolz, and Nefesh Shabayim Medak B'itzvah. You have Avrech, perfect. You could love the perfect Avrech. Yeah? You could such a thing, this is him. Wonderful, he's a Vashon, he's evolved, he's got his Adnefesh, he's the nicest in the world, yeah? Okay. Kiru Shemayim U'metek B'mitzvah. Huh? Yeshlo Leiv HaMishtapeh U'mitresh B'tfilah. He's davening with mamash. You can see davening with mamash. He's Pachu Nefesh, Zoch V'ahem is based on Adnei Torah, and he builds a beautiful, wonderful house, foundations of Torah. Don't get jealous, there's no one in the world. His children are trying to better the next. He offers the perfect wife. There's no problems. Yeah, the perfect guy. And he grows, he learns, and he strikes, growing more and more in avoida. No matter he's growing, developing, and look at his matzah, it looks like this wonderful galika matzah that everyone's jealous. But you have to admit that he's taking his God and he's used it. A lot of people don't even know that. Okay? There's a million that. I'm not Makil El Nahon, Lenalis Hatnaim Hashloim Shilem Lo, Ein Hu Yoit Vishmiyai. He's for sure using what was given him very briefly, and he's going to get reward for that. But he's not creating something from nothing. He's just doing what he had. You see that? You clear? Okay. Ka'alam Shepe Metzler Vachasa Hoshein, Rupinkas, everybody was in stuff like that, all would cease just because no one would daven anymore. And if you don't doubt, the world would cease to exist. The same as if you don't Torah, the world cease to exist. And if the world like this, there would be no reason for a person to be in the only people that you have like that are Shlichim Sartan. Adam Shekhaim in my head of Han Kolshan, Benim Mubuduba, Bedach, Sanias, or Shin. נקט בחינוך חיים בשביל המייס, שיש לו יסורים, חויל וכויב, דווקא עם זה בשביל הוא מתגבר. You're a guy who's like a normal people, you know, that have got from chinuch and shalom and for not and health and everything. But he's the local that's got his difficult shiduch. Who knows? People have got to daven. Daf zeh b'dashu mitbeh, daf kaska. When he mitbehs, it's all of an echem lo morakko. Perich matadah lo yashem keroi. He struggles and he bets and he fights and he falls and he goes again. Why? Because he wants to have Hashem proper. It's gaiten for him, which has not happened. Who's this vehicle Yeshmiya? He's the guy that's created Yeshmiya. The Dugman Shayin Lokshik for time limit of Tavitrila. You asked this question now, that what happened if you just don't have time for two? So I said, I've not time. Oh, I've got time. Oh, look, what should? So what should you do? Learn with that. You gotta do that. Yeah? Ulam Ushtadl Tamet, the trance. 5 a day he tries. Adam Zaytsi, I think Yeshmiya. He's much higher in terms of this guy, the other guy who's just, you know, Zoring. The Chum is Dr. Rostel of Isbarach, Abori Yeshayim, the Kachu, Megiel, the Tachli Satova. And before he comes, the Tachli Satova. I don't get out enough time. That's the whole show of the Akkad. But Avraham Avinu achieved the Akkad was a Bri Yeshmiayim. And it's very relevant to this generation. We're going through it called Bilbalas. It is Bilbalas. Maybe we'll just remind me sometime. Maybe Bilbish. It's very interesting to learn more odd more than today. Man is Nishis that Avraham Avinu had. We're all Yesh, Yesh, Miyesh. We're all Shmiyesh. We're Nishayna. The account was a Nishayna of Shmiyayin. Totally Shmiyayin. There was nothing to group on. You had to create self. Yes, did you take something that exists? How did they create the ender? I took a piece of wood, yes, and he made a shtetl from a piece of wood. No. The goal of the world is to create things from nothing. That's the goal of the world. You have to do both. You have to create shmiyesh, Hashem panosos. You have to use the panosos properly. Hashem gave you talent, gave you tools, gave you us. You have to use them properly. That's yesh miyesh. Level in this last generation to come to fruition, which is 10 tests of Avraham Avinu. I'm adding this in, not what says Sefer. The idea of Sefer about adding this in, the 10th test, the final test, which is the test we're in, the test of Avraham Avinu. You have to create it from nothing. You have to put yourself up your own boots. And it looks like they have this little key video they send out from Africa. There's a stuck in the tenders in the mud, and all these are pushing the truck, and there's one guy on the truck pushing, you see? That we have to become. We have to push out out of the mud. He's standing on the AI. That's what it looks like. To be continued. After Wolitsky, meantime, we'll set 9:30. I just want to speak to Wolitsky. I would like it a few minutes later, if possible, but I don't know what's going to happen. So we're going to try and send out an email. Just to let people know, if we're on your email address to Rabbi David Friedler, to keep update with what's happening, because I'm sure there's going to be changes as we go forward. I guess there's going to be changes over the next few weeks. I think it's going to go Zoom Friedler. It's going to be okay. So, those who can't come, please feel free to participate. Not just us that are here. Everybody's in the share and everybody's here, and we're all together. So please. Whether you come from Africa or you're coming from Betshev, where you're coming from, please feel free to online talk. And Bezrat Hashem, have a good one, everybody. And to see each other soon, Bezrat Hashem. Simchas. What's going to be challenging. How are you? One second, I'm just trying to this thing, and I don't know how.